Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Thanksgiving today, and this is our community connection, and we're very much alive. 38 degrees, a little bit of gray skies, and some rain out there. But you know what? Coming up here in just a short bit, I got a pretty good feeling we're going to have some sunshiny skies and a whole lot to celebrate. So right now with me, I have Amber Reynolds and Elizabeth, and they're with the Bartlesville Motorcycle Toy Run. Good morning, ladies. How are you doing today?
Doing very well. How about you?
Well, I'm ready to do a little turkey here in a little bit, but I understand we have a toy run coming up on the 7th?
On the 7th of December, right.
Tell us a little bit about this, Amber.
The Bartlesville Motorcycle Toy Run is a motorcycle toy run that collects toys for kids in the community. Mm-hmm. We work with the Salvation Army, and it's a way to help them fulfill the needs of the community. Along with the Angel Tree, and then the donations from the motorcyclists. Mm-hmm. And then we also, after the toy run's over, and we take the proceeds from the shirt sales and our sponsors, and we contact them, and anything that wasn't fulfilled with their normal stuff, we can go ahead and go purchase for them so that they can fulfill all the wishes for the kids.
Now, you got a little bit of history with this. How long has it been going on?
This is our 32nd year.
All right.
Yeah. My aunt started this, and she ran it for 30 years with the help of friends and family. I've been personally working with it since 1990. Mm-hmm. And my aunt is retiring from it, you know. Mm-hmm. And my sister, Chelsea Pendergraft, and I, and my cousin, Kaylee Walsh, we're taking it over. And it actually is taking three of us to replace her.
Goodness sakes. Elizabeth, you've got your work cut out for you, don't you? Eh. A little bit, huh? Now, where do we start the toy run? And where do we stage it?
It starts at the parking lot where Arby's and Dollar General are.
Okay.
And people will start gathering usually about noon or so. The parade leaves that location at 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And we go down Frank Phillips, and we end at the Salvation Army. And at the end, we have a free hot meal for all the motorcyclists. Mm-hmm. It's a pulled pork sandwich, potato salad, and baked beans.
Oh, there you go. Good road food.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We want to say thank you to everybody that helps us.
Now, how can we, if we forgot our motorcycles, say, like, where we used to live or had to sell them, because they're getting older, how can we help out, even though we're not able to ride anymore?
Well, anybody can come by the parking lot. And the Santa will be there with his sleigh. Mm-hmm. And the Salvation Army truck will be there for taking the toys because, you know, some motorcyclists don't want to ride with their toys.
I understand. They want to keep focused on the road.
Right. So they can drop them off at the parking lot. And anybody from the community is more than welcome to stop by and drop off a toy as well. Or to come watch the parade, because it's one of the most amazing things you'll ever see or hear.
Now, what time are we lining up on Saturday?
It leaves the parking lot at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock in the afternoon, so get there, between noon and 2, in order to get the toys on the truck?
Right, get the toys on the truck. Everybody kind of gathers, and, you know, a lot mm-hmm. of times that may be the only time that they see somebody during the year, because we have people that come from out of state, from all over Oklahoma, Kansas, and everything.
To do this.
And so it's a good opportunity for people mm-hmm. to see people they may not have seen for the past year.
Wow. This is kind of like home week, you know?
It is.
For the bikers and everything. And, of course, we here in the community can contribute with a toy. And, you know, let's make it, an unwrapped toy?
Right, a new unwrapped toy.
Okay, does cash work sometimes too?
Definitely. We have t-shirts for sale.
Okay.
I'm always located in the northeast corner, and we have t-shirts for sale. They're $15 each. Mm-hmm. And if you want to make a cash donation, anybody that would want to, I'm always over in the corner and can do that. Or my sister, Chelsea, will be walking around, you know, kind of speaking with everybody, and you could do that with her as well.
Mm-hmm. Great. Now, we got a list over here, don't we?
Right. This is our list of sponsors.
Oh, wow. And, that's a ton.
Yeah, we're our sponsors really help. They help us, purchase for the meal.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, anything that's left over from that goes to more toys for the kids.
Well, great. Who do we have to thank today?
All right, Elizabeth, go ahead and read the list.
We have No Limit Power Sports.
Oglesby.
Assembly of God.
Lonnie Holscher Farms.
Paul's Wrecker. Accounts by Jana. Backstreet Bikes. Evans Nursery. GH Masonry. Barsville Police Reserve. Barsville Motorcycle Sports. Coachworks Paint and Body. Christian Motorcyclist Association.
KWN, K-Rig, KYFM Radio.
Oh, yeah. We're always happy to help.
Sorry. Don Cabin Services. Glenn and
Althea.
Althea of Peterson. In memory of Rusty. Super 6 Haircuts. Truitt's Brake and Alignment. Westside Paint and Body. Faith Riders. Heartbeat Designs, LLC. American Air Conditioning and Heat, in memory of Beckett Hope Borio, in memory of Cotton, Glenn Deedy, and Matthew Haywood, Humble Road, a biker church and priesthood, Rainey's Custom Butchering, and Moxie on 2nd.
And you know something, that list could stand to grow, couldn't it?
Oh, it
you got a big
could.
One going.
Yeah, right. And anybody that donates $25 or more gets their name on the back of our t-shirts.
Sweet.
Yeah, and for the first time with the t-shirt sales this year, we're going to be accepting credit and debit cards. So
wonderful.
Cash or card, either will work.
Well, that is really nice. Now, once again, it's coming up on the 7th. It kicks off at 2 o'clock, but get there a little early because you really want to see these shiny, beautiful bikes as they line up and get ready to parade over toward Salvation Army. And this is really going to be nice. And bring the toys, too, for the kids because it is so important. Every child deserves to have a good Christmas.
Absolutely.
Man alive. How can they get a hold of you if they need some more information on this?
Anybody is free to give me a call. My number is 918-397-0135.
Now, right now, you say that it's taking three of you to do the job that one person did. It's kind of this could be a nice little appreciation thing too, couldn't it, as well?
Yeah, it could. A lot of people gather to along Frank Phillips to mm-hmm. watch the parade. I've mm-hmm. seen that community participation grow over the years.
Oh, yeah.
And depending on the weather, as to how many bikes we get, but even if there's only a few, there's nothing that matches the sound of them just coming up and going past you. It's amazing.
How many bikes do we usually have? Do you recall?
Basically, I would on average say about 150. One year it was icy. We only had 12 bikes. And then on a beautiful sunshiny day, we've had, 200. So over 200. It fluctuates depending on the weather, but, with motorcyclists, they have to be really aware of the conditions. So it's understandable.
We work with a pretty good team of meteorologists, present company included. We have News on 6, and we work with all of their meteorologists and the National Weather Service as well. Guess what the forecast is for Saturday?
Oh, what is it?
Yeah, mostly sunny. We have a high of 64, a little on the breezy side with a southwest wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Hopefully we'll have a big turnout this year.
That is just what Santa Claus ordered for Bartlesville anyway.
Oh, yes.
Well, this is really cool. And, of course, a 32-year tradition, and I can't wait to see them roll past right here at the radio station. Boy, we got a bird's-eye view of it all when they come down Frank Phillips Boulevard on next Saturday at around 2.
Yeah, definitely. And I usually stop right outside your offices and do the official count. So.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's a good place to come view.
You can count that fast.
Oh. Yeah, I can. Yeah. I use a clicker.
Oh.
Click, 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 click.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this thumb, I bet that thumb gets a little worn out.
Well, especially because actually it takes two of us. My husband counts the bikes and I count the riders, so that can be double as much.
Whoa, boy, I tell you, you get a little carpal tunnel if you're not careful. Well, ladies, I want to thank you for dropping by today, and I want to wish you both a very nice Thanksgiving, and we're going to be looking for you Saturday, and we're going to be listening and watching those motorcycles. They proudly Grower down Frank Phillips Boulevard to Salvation Army. And folks, if you want to be a part of the toy run too, once again, give them the number if they want to join in.
It's 918-397-0135.
Great. And if you can't ride or you're not able to ride any longer, make sure you donate a toy for this wonderful cause. Every child deserves a smile on Christmas morning.
That's what we're here to help with.
All righty. Well, Elizabeth and Amber, I want to thank you very much for coming in today. Stay dry out there. And you're doing four wheels today, not two wheels, right?
Right, I'm on four.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Well, have a blessed day, and we will see you next week.
Thank you very much.
All righty. You've been listening to our special edition today of our Community Connection on K1, the one you trust.